I just really enjoyed teaching math and it was like, oh, I think I really like this and I want to go that route. I did my master's research project on the math classroom with technology and a flipped classroom and just how to work in a multi-level, multi-grade classroom with math.
What does a flipped classroom mean?
A flipped classroom is when you assign it's sort of new-ish in terms of education, but it's like when you assign all the lecturing outside of the class. So they would read or they would watch a video of you lecturing, and then when you come to class, you do all the homework.
Oh, what's the advantage of that?
The advantage is that then students have you as the teacher who actually knows the material to help them when they're doing the actual problems instead of their parents who might not know.
Right. And I feel like the thing that I always hear, you know, it's kind of just out in the ether is people saying, dang it, I have to learn to do math again so I can help my kids with homework. So
yes,
that kind of gets around that problem.
Yes. And then kids can feel a little bit more confident in what they're doing. They can work with peers. They can work with their teacher. It isn't a true flipped classroom where you're sending kids home to watch videos and things is not very equitable in terms of kids having the resources necessary, technology or time. So what I did with my classroom was we actually did it in the classroom. They would watch the videos all at the same time at different levels. They all were at a different level. And then we'd have a day where we just did homework.
Okay.
To make it more equitable for all families.
Yeah. You said that you just really liked teaching math. What is it about teaching math that you like so much?
I think I really like that kids, you see more of an aha moment with kids, and it's not as subjective as, say, teaching English, where I might view something that I'm teaching one way, but students will not see it that way. And they're not wrong. So mm-hmm. it's not as black and white or concrete.
Yeah. And you like the concrete.
I like the concrete. I feel like I have lived through the the gray for long enough.
You're like, just give me something solid. What would you say your teaching style is? You talked a little bit about that with the flipped classroom.
I would say my teaching style is sort of, I don't know how to describe this, lovingly strict. I definitely want kids to be comfortable in my classroom and have space to make mistakes and ask questions, but also I hold them to an expectation and a standard, and they usually recognize that right away and respect that and appreciate that there's a, hey, Miss Smith doesn't really put up with much.
Yeah.
But she's still going to love me even if I push her buttons. So
how do you know that you're succeeding in the classroom?
Ooh, that's hard, because I think what people who don't work in a classroom would think success is when kids get the whole class gets a good grade on a test or everybody's doing really well in your subject. And for me, and I think probably a lot of educators, that's not when the success is seen. Like, yes, that feels great when your lesson hits and the kids do a great job and you all leave feeling like, wow, that was great. But the success comes when kids come back and say, hey, I remember doing that in your room. Or I had a text message from a student not too long ago who said, I had this really hard math problem at work. She works construction. And I thought of you and how you said, it's just a problem. You got to use your problem solving skills. And she was like, and I did. And I figured it out after 8 tries. But like that's success in the classroom. Like they were able to take something mm-hmm. and apply it outside of the room.
Right.
And so you don't always see it when you're in the moment. Sometimes happens much later.